So I was raised in Pelham, New Hampshire, and my parents got separated when I was 9, divorced when I was 13, and then I moved to Newton, New Hampshire, and we lived next to the Donegans. And when we moved in, they had, like our yards kind of connected, and they had like really nice grass, really nice lawn. They had just recently moved in as well. They had a beautiful house. We had a beautiful house. And so I was 13. In the 9 years that we've lived there, the property has just, slowly gone to shit, as has my mom's patience with them. But not only is she frustrated that their poor gardening has decreased the curbside appeal and property value of our house, but they're also kind of crazy. And so a few months after we moved in, I was at school, unfortunately, because I would have loved to have seen this. But apparently, my neighbor, Jim Donegan, was at a stop sign or stoplight, and he ran it. And there was a cop behind him, and he saw him. And he drives this big yellow Penske truck. What he does for a living is remove septic systems. Who would have thunk? And so the cop sees him, and the cop, turns on his lights and tries to pull him over. And he decides not to pull him over and instead flips the cop off. We later discovered that Jim Donegan is bipolar and apparently was off his medication. So he proceeds, a chase starts to happen. And he comes back to his house, next to my house, where my mom is alone. And the cop follows him there, and the cop calls other cops. And so now there's three police cruisers in front of my neighbor's house. And my mom's inside, and she's like, "What the fuck is going on?" So he gets out of the car, and he's like, "You'll never get me, coppers!" Who says that, first of all? But my mom says, and my mom's not a liar and she doesn't embellish, my mom says that this is what he said. And he's this big, sort of like 50-year-old man with a mustache, and he's running. And so my mom suspects that he had something in the car that he wasn't supposed to have. Now, this is where we sort of get into the rumor mill. But my mom suspects that he had drugs in his car and that he didn't want to get pulled over, so he ran back to his car so that he could run into the house and flush the drugs down the toilet. Who knows, maybe. My mom is like terrified out of her mind, and she has a like half moon window. Is that what it's called? It's sort of a crescent window above her bed in her bedroom on the second floor. And so she has the window, and she's standing out on her bed, and she's looking up over, and she calls my stepdad, and she's like, "They're outside, and the cops are surrounding them, and they have their gun pulled, and he just ran into the house." And so the cops have no idea what's going on at this point, or why he ran inside, or why he's resisting arrest or being pulled over. So they call the state SWAT team, and now a SWAT team shows up in front of the house and proceeds to enter the house. And my mom, "Oh my God, they just called the SWAT team." And she's just totally freaking out. And she's telling me this story later. And she's like, "So I was up in my room, whispering to Frank what was happening on the phone." And I'm just hung up on the fact that she was whispering. It's totally unnecessary. She's inside our house. The SWAT team ended up entering the house, and he ended up getting arrested, and not for very long, because now he's still there. I don't really know what ended up happening. My mom affectionately nicknames them the Dandies. Remember, their name are the Donegans, but she just hates them and continues to hate them. Not long after moving there, she erected a fence that's about 10 feet tall that now separates our once interconnected lawns in an attempt to increase the property value. One of our neighbors saw the fence and was joking with my mom and said, "Well, that's a real fuck you fence." Thank you.